My name is Jacob Wilson. I'm from the Fairbanks FFA chapter located in Milford Center, Ohio, and my proficiency was diversified crop production placement.
Jacob, let me ask, what does it feel like to be on stage at the National FFA Convention and hear your name called as a national proficiency winner?
It's a little bit overwhelming knowing that there's 53,000 students out there and people staring at you and your name's called. Your heart feels like it's about to jump out of your chest.
Did you have a pretty good feeling coming in that you had a chance at this national proficiency?
I didn't feel like I did or I was really on top, but my interview yesterday, I felt like I did very well in it. But my competitors, when we were talking yesterday before the interview, we were all kind of had the same background, all had the same interest, and all kind of felt the same way. And I thought I had some good competition, so I didn't really put myself where I thought I'd be the winner because there was a lot of good – the other guys had a lot of good SAE projects along with mine.
Well, I was going to say, just being a national finalist in itself is quite an accomplishment.
I was very happy to be selected just to be here just as a national finalist.
Tell me about your proficiency area and what it involves.
I work on my family's grain farm, JCW Farms Partnership, located in Plain City, Ohio. We're currently farming about 4,000 acres in five different counties. It's just west of central Ohio. We have corn and soybeans and raise just a little bit of wheat.
So your SAE, has that maybe pointed you in a future career path?
Yes, my plan. I'm going to The Ohio State University currently in Worcester, the ATI branch. I'm studying crop management, which is a two-year program, and my plan after that is to return to the farm and become a partner with my parents.
Jake, was there ever any question in your mind that you would someday be back on the farm?
No, farming is where I want to be. There's nothing else I'd rather do.
Being a diversified operation, have you found your niche? Is there one aspect of the farm that you like maybe better than another?
Corn and beans. I'm not a big wheat fan. I would rather grow corn and beans any day of the week than have to get the combine out in the summer just for 150 acres of wheat, just that little bit.
Well, let me ask, what do you think by winning the national proficiency here in Indianapolis, what's it going to mean to your chapter back home?
I think it's going to mean a tremendous amount. It's been a multiple number of years since we've had a national finalist or even a national winner. And I think maybe this could bring our chapter a little more to life and put some support and effort into our other students that want to make them drive for something like this.
Jacob, I know it has your name on this plaque, but I'm guessing that there are a lot of people back home that have been there to support you, maybe nudge you every now and then when you needed to get a record book completed or something.
First of all, I'd like to thank my parents and my ag advisor, and then my two sponsors, Crop Production Services and the National Crop Insurance Services. And then I'd also like to thank our seed salesman, agronomist, and anybody that helps out with the farm and equipment and various different things.
Well, Jacob, congratulations again on all that you've accomplished here in Indianapolis at this 85th National Convention, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.